Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We run this whole thing. And on Fridays at 5 p.m., I get a chance to host this radio show with two great people. One of them is Ole Cantos. He's the dad, we're going to call him. And then the other person is Nick Cantos. And Nick has been way more active than Ole, only because he can be. Nick is a college student who's studying a whole bunch of different things in college. He's been taking a real estate course, which we might hear about a little bit as well. But we've been doing this radio show documenting his level of success in not only home-based businesses, but also in school and life in general, since he was 16. And Nick is 21 right now. So I'm going to just kind of turn it over. June 20th, right? No, is it June
20th? June 29th is our birthday.
June 29th. Okay, that's right. I remember. You know what? We have another radio show guest where June 20th is an important date for him. So June 29th. Well, congratulations and happy birthday, Nick. Sorry we missed you. But we are here. We're going to talk about whatever we're going to talk about on this radio show. So, Nick, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. Oh boy, it's been a pretty crazy week. I am very, very busy focusing on my real estate course. I'm actually halfway done with it as of today.
So to bring people up to speed, you're in college and you're in your senior year. We're going to be going into your senior year. You haven't started yet, right?
Actually, I'm going into my junior year.
Junior year? No. Junior's 11th.
Yeah.
Junior's a sophomore.
Yeah.
I thought you were in your senior year.
Yeah, well, I kind of have to do some new things. Some things.
Oh, okay.
Some things happen.
Got it.
But yeah, my junior year.
Okay.
I'm almost a senior. So,
okay, cool.
So I'll be doing that. And then, I'm also doing my real estate agent course, licensing course for Maryland, it's an interesting thing. So I'm doing both things, and it's fun, but it's exhausting. It is tiring. It is, boy, I knew kind of what I was getting into, but I didn't really know until I started doing it. I still love it. It's still fun for me. So that's what I'm doing right now. And then just having a fun summer, trying to have a fun summer too, because that's important.
Right. Absolutely. So you're in your summer months and you've been studying business and economics and a few other things as well. And then when does school start again for you?
August 26.
Oh, wow. Oh, you get a late start. That's a good thing. There's a lot of people that start school a little bit earlier in August. Well, I had the good fortune of driving. If you've listened to our radio shows, we've done a couple of recordings for those people that might be listening in, because the last 2 weeks, on Friday the 2nd of July, I started a drive with my sister from Florida to New York to visit my mom and extended family, which was really a magical thing. But, Nick, we got a chance to pass by Washington, D.C., and then Virginia, which is the places where you are, and also got a chance to kind of go up to New York and see what it was like to go out to different and various places with the different masks or not, or the different attitudes or not. It was really kind of great. And then we got a chance to drive back down, and we just got back on Wednesday night. So today is my first real day, quote unquote, back at work. And I'm happy to be here, and I'm really happy to try to document whatever we got going on with your business. Now, I think your dad might be joining us, but he might be joining us a little bit later. So is there anything going on at your school relative to stuff for this coming year that you probably want to bring us up to date with? Because
I actually don't know. They're keeping it secret this year. They're keeping it a surprise this year. And it's because, so I know one thing. So they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of our school this year because we couldn't do it last year. So they're keeping all that stuff a surprise. Have no idea what's going on. You know, besides, you know, people are highly encouraged to get vaccinated and stuff, but there are no mask rules anymore. But other than that, that's all I know. I have no idea what's going on. You know, so it's going to be a whole new experience. The only thing I know is that things will be more in person. And I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know whether it'll still continue to be hybrid. I don't know whether it'll be fully in person. I have no idea. And they will not, you know, it's just one of those things I have to find out when I get there.
Well, now, when you say they're highly recommending vaccines, could you go back to school if you weren't vaccinated?
You could, but you couldn't really participate in the activities.
What does that mean?
If you're not vaccinated, or if you don't have, if you're not vaccinated and stuff, I don't know. Like I said, I don't quite know what's going on with that. But
like, could you wrestle? Could you play basketball? Could you be in the chess club? You know, could you be in the dorm? Are you not sure?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Most people I know get vaccinated anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's not really going to be a problem because our school is, like, really good about this stuff. Like, we're mm-hmm. really good about abiding by mandates and or not even mandates, just suggestions by the government and then laws in general. Like, we're pretty good about that stuff.
Right.
So I don't really think our school's going to have any problems with it. Not like the school next to us, like VMI. VMI and the other one after that next to us, oh, boy. Last year they were crazy locked down. I mean, it was like a, you know, they had like 300 cases. It's insane. Other than the school next to us.
Wow. And you said that school was VMI. What does VMI stand for?
Oh, Virginia Military Institute.
Oh, wow. So at the military institute, they had a lot of cases.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard a whole bunch of news about it. Yeah, it was crazy. But we were the ones who had zero cases by the end of the year of this last year. So
that's insane. Zero is a great number.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when it comes to COVID, yeah.
Right. Now, I know for those people in the Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, you and your brothers got COVID. And you had a particularly hard time, and so did your brother. Do you want to comment on that? And also add on to that, are you having any long-term negative effects from that?
So first, I'm not having any long-term effects from it. It's not really affecting me anymore. But it was pretty bad. Leo and I were in the hospital. Leo had it worse than I did, but it was still bad for me. They had to put me under a cooling blanket, and I had a whole bunch of stuff going on. They were talking about ventilators at one point. You know, it was not fun. Not fun. Leo and I, we were in big trouble. So
right.
We made it out alive and everything. We're both fine and everything. So it doesn't really affect me personally. And Leo's fine too. Like,
excellent. Because I know there's some people, even some of our extended relatives that I was visiting, who got COVID, and they're still hurting. I mean, one of our relatives is probably early 50s, and he was really bad on oxygen and was in the hospital for 3 or 4 weeks. It was really touch and go for a while. I mean, life or death. And now he's still struggling with breathing. So we did a fire, meaning like a campfire, like a fire in a fire pit when we were upstate New York in the Catskills, and he had to stay away from the smoke because the smoke really bothered him. From the fire. So he's had long-term challenges, and he said he gets winded often and stuff like that, but you and your brother have had no signs of that.
No, we're good.
That's excellent. Okay, good. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your real estate course that you decided that you were going to take during the summer.
Well, how it started was we have a friend, a family friend, who is in, has been in real estate for 45 years. And, you know, I really like real estate, and I really want to learn more about it. And so I wanted to get licensed because I knew that I could actually, you know, make something out of it. You know, so I was 17 at the time when I was first studying it, but now I'm 22 now, and I figured, well, why not take the plunge and see and put in the work and see what happens. And so, you know, I feel that it can work, definitely, and that I really can do this in a way that is profitable, with some help and assistance and things like that. So I actually, you know, it's one of those things that it's a big decision, but it's one of those decisions I really feel that you can't really go wrong. It's one of those things you don't really regret doing. So we talked and I asked him, well, I wanted to see if I can get into real estate. And he's like, okay, cool. Well, the first thing you do is get your license. So, there's a class, just take the class, pass the test, get your license, and we'll work from there. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just trying to get going in and get my license.
Now, what kind of, when you say take a course, what kind of a course is it? Is a live classroom training, or is it
it's a Zoom class. Yeah, it's a live class training, 8 hours.
8 hours.
8 hours Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Yeah, it's 9 to 5, 8 hours with a lunch break and 15-minute breaks in between. But generally it's 5 hours. It's 8 hours, and so what?
How do they? Obviously, I'm not in school for a super duper long time. How do they know that you're actually there for 8 hours? Are they showing pictures of everybody that's on the class, or what are you looking at?
You are required to put your camera on, so they can see you, your face. And so not only does the teacher require it, it's not actually the teacher that requires it. It's actually the higher education people who require it. The Real Estate Institute requires it, or the Institute of Real Estate requires it.
And are there many people in this course, like dozens?
There's just 20 people, so it's just 20 of us, and it's a very intimate course, very small course, 20 people, and so we have books and everything. Like, I got e-books, that work for my programs, and we're able to learn stuff. She talks about what's on the book, and so that's what we do, and it's fun. It's definitely a lot of fun, but it's a lot of information, and I love it. I just it's even after a week, it's still something I really enjoy. So I actually enjoy going to class, even if I'm exhausted afterwards. Like even if I'm really exhausted afterwards, I still enjoy going to the class.
Well, it's good. Well, you're learning a trade that you'll be able to apply the stuff that you're learning towards real income. So, I guess I should probably ask, what types of things have they taught you so far? What types of topics do you have?
Everything from how contracts are made to different kinds of mortgages, laws regarding regarding title and what a deed is, and things like what you do when you die, like probate and trusts and wills and a whole bunch of stuff up regarding what happens when you die, and tons of stuff. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, what is real estate, real property versus personal property? There's a lot. I mean, it is very comprehensive.
Sounds pretty intense. Well, let's do this. Let's take a little commercial break for those people listening in. You're listening to Nick Cantos on Building Fortunes Radio. I'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketing's NetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ingles here talking to Nick Cantos, and we're talking about some stuff relative to what he's been learning. And one of the things he's been learning is his real estate license. He's actually taken a course on that sort of stuff. So, Nick, I don't know at what stage, but are they talking at all, and I wouldn't be surprised if the answer was no, but are they talking at all about some of the things that are happening in the real estate market today? Like, it seems like the real estate market is white hot. Like, there's
they
people
are mentioning it.
Okay.
So
what are they saying?
She's in Maryland. So I'm being licensed in Maryland because my it was one of those things that I agreed to. So I'm leaving lessons in Maryland, but she knows that the market in Virginia is booming, and it's actually trickling down to Maryland, certain parts of it, Montgomery County, all these places. And so it's kind of interesting. You learn a lot you learn a lot through theory, but it's also, she gives examples about stuff she's done related to the stuff she talks about in theory, because she says it's important to have, it's important to know how this actually matters. So it's really one of those things that I like. So I don't know. She does talk about it, but it's not like the main topic. It's just that,
a little bit of a side topic. So
yeah, it's
I've
a
heard...
side topic, but it's mainly theory.
Right.
Sorry.
So I've had a situation specifically around me, like my next door neighbor sold his house to someone who never moved in. And I guess, their plans changed, and maybe even COVID made their plans change. So that new owner had his house up for sale. So this is like right next to me. And before I left to go to New York, there was a sign that said, it was for sale. And then it said under contract a couple of days later. And then a couple of days later after that, it said sold. And then a couple of days later after that, the sold part was off and it was back on the market again. So there are various things that might have happened that created that, where a house that was under contract and then sold became unsold, if you know what I mean. What are the types of things that might have happened?
Well, so I'm not a lawyer, okay? I am not this real estate professional. You are not allowed to talk about or give legal opinions, but it doesn't have a lot to do with deed transferring and contracts.
We're just talking about some hypotheticals. So, what kind of hypotheticals might happen in that type of situation?
Well, like I said, I'm still learning, but what I think happened is that the deed was transferred to another owner, and then that owner decided to sell that house to another person, and it can happen. I don't know everything yet, I won't know everything at all in my lifetime, but
right.
I don't know exactly what could have happened because I'm not there and I've never really experienced it.
Right.
But I guarantee you it had to do something with deed transfers.
Well, so you should probably remember that scenario, and when it's appropriate in your real estate course, try to find out. Because that real estate sales rep thought she had a buyer because it said under contract. Then it said sold. So she was basically stopping people from trying to get into the house to take a look at it. And then it was available again. So as a real estate salesperson, you should probably start to think about or find out what could have happened, especially today. So one of the situations might be financial. You know, it might be finances one way or another. Another one might be, like you said, maybe there was a complication of a deed. Maybe there was a complication with the inspection. Maybe there was a change of mind, although that's probably pretty hard to get out of, especially if it was under contract. So there's probably a half a dozen common things that might have happened in that situation. So just remember
sure.
that scenario. Maybe you ask your instructor
there are
when it's the appropriate question. Right?
You'd be surprised the kind of options people can make and with contracts. And I mean, either way the broker gets paid, which means you get paid. Like if I'm – so the broker is the one who's the agent. The salesperson is me. So
right.
when people think of real estate agents, they're thinking of the wrong person. They're not thinking of the broker. They're thinking of the salesperson. The salesperson
right.
works on behalf of the broker.
Right. So you're getting your license, which means you're going to be starting off as a salesperson.
Yes. In Maryland, you get a salesperson license first. In Virginia, it's different. In Virginia, you get a broker's license first.
Really?
Assistant broker's license. Yeah. That's how it works.
Wow. And you're in Virginia, as far as
no,
this.
I'm
no,
in,
you're
I'm
doing
in,
this in. You're doing this for
I'm
Maryland.
I'm doing this in Maryland. Yeah.
Wow. Now, I could imagine with the pandemic ending that there's, I would imagine the market in Maryland is probably crazy right now. So let me tell you what it's like in Florida, because you hear about a lot of people moving into Florida. In Florida, the homes are being sold in days, not weeks or months, and they're being sold for more than the asking price. Like people are outbidding.
That happens in Maryland.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently
wow.
it's happening in Maryland too.
Wow. But that's insane. So, okay. So what other things you, and by the way, if it's running this late and your dad's not here yet, he's probably not coming on. So tell us a little bit more about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, you know, I know that this is, you know, what I'm mainly focused on, but in terms of like just lessons of I guess life is that, you know, I'm learning how to market in general. I mean, yeah, I know I'm selling houses or going to be learning how to sell and buy how people buy houses, but you know, this will actually help me to learn some marketing because, you know, I don't quite know everything that I'm doing. You know, I had some marketing experience, but I mean, this is a whole different experience. This is a whole different
right.
ball game. You know, but you know, it's just one of those things that you know, I already liked marketing stuff, but this is a new league for me, and I you know, I just feel good about it. It feels great to be something to find something that you just feel that you're good at. You know, it feels great to know that you have a skill, or that you can develop a skill. You know. So for those of you who don't necessarily feel like you have your calling yet, give yourself some time because you may just have found your calling at some point, whatever that is. You know, people find, you know, there are people out there who can't do calculations and math but are really good in statistics. So or whatever, you know, so you can find whatever you want to do. Just give yourself time to do it. Don't take things too hard, because if you do that, you're not going to get anywhere. And I'm 22 saying this, okay? And I've had, you know, I failed more times than I could ever count, really. But I you know, even with those failing times, I still feel that I have something to offer this world, and I can really, you know, put myself out there and help people in general and make a good income along the way, too, because it's important, too, even.
Excellent. Okay, good. Well, we're going to start to wrap this up. So how would you like to wrap this up?
Well, I want to thank you all for listening to this radio show. I really enjoyed doing this, even with how exhausted I am right now. You know how it is. If you want to contact my dad, his website is https://inphone.co/Cantos. In that website, you'll find all the information, including videos and information about our family and what we do. Thank you. So again, that is https://infone.co/Cantos, and so you'll find that you'll find all the information. Thank you very much, Peter.
Excellent, perfect, Nick. We look forward to hearing you next week and getting an update. And going to be kind of curious to see how many of those people stick with that course. So if you started with 20, at the end of the course, let's see how many actually is sticking around and actually completing it.
Actually, so people are still sticking. There's still 20.
Indeed. Way to go. Well, hopefully all of them stick. I'm sure they had to pay for it. So having said all of that, we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for being here. Nick, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Say hi to everybody. We'll catch you next time.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.